Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 1st, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. Earnings day was Tuesday, and with it we learned how the company performed since last quarter's rare guidance revision. Apple forecasted revenue between $55 billion and $59 billion, down from $61.1 billion reported during the same quarter a year ago. So, how much money did Apple actually make during the first 3 months of this calendar year? $58 billion in revenue and $11.56 billion in profit. Apple no longer reports iPhone, iPad, and Mac unit sales numbers, a shift to reporting announced last year that started last quarter. And while Apple no longer shares hardware unit sales, the company does provide this revenue breakdown by product category. We've sorted it by size. $31.05 billion from iPhone, $11.45 billion from services, $5.51 billion from Mac, $5.13 billion from wearables, home, and accessories, and $4.87 billion from iPad. So iPhone ranks highest, followed by services, then Mac, then wearables, home, and accessories, which includes AirPods and Apple Watch and lots of other accessories. Last with iPad. Apple has several new products for the services category coming later this year and fall and summer, including a new Apple Card credit card with Goldman Sachs, the Apple Arcade game subscription service on the App Store, and the new Apple TV Plus original content video service. Apple's wearables category will expand during the current quarter, with new PowerBeats Pro totally wireless earphones coming out next Friday. And Apple unveiled a new version of AirPods, a speed-boosted iMac, and the iPad Mini 5 and iPad Air 3 at the end of this quarter, although most of the sales will be in the current quarter, reported in a few months. Apple forecast revenue between $52.5 billion and $53.5 billion during Q3 2019, which is roughly in line with $53.3 billion in revenue during the same quarter a year ago that was actually reported. And in other headlines so far this week, Facebook has unveiled a major redesign coming to its iOS app, which is already starting to take shape, as well as the desktop site, which will include a dark mode option. That was part of Facebook's F8 developer conference, which kicked off with a new focus on privacy. So we'll see how that goes. And in Washington, D.C., the all-new Apple Store at the restored historic Carnegie Library will officially open its doors to customers on May 11th. 95 Mac's Michael Stieber was first to report. And in the Netherlands, Dutch Bank ING has confirmed that Apple Pay support is coming soon, which will be a first for the region. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com.